As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk to Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown. Brownie, how are you?
Wolsey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It finally feels like summer. I imagine it's invigorating to call a game where you don't feel like you're going to be needing to put on a parka here in Pittsburgh.
I'd say it was incredible. We landed on Monday morning at about, I don't know, what, probably 3 a.m. And it was, because we came from San Diego, I don't know what the temperature was, but nobody was dressed for it. It was crazy. Exiting the plane, it was, and we stood there waiting for our luggage out there. It was, this is a welcome relief, and I think everybody's kind of a little extra pep in, I think, everybody's step right now.
Brownie, I'm going to ask you about something that is not like a pleasant thought for any of us, although I will tell you I appreciated your call of it because I think you match the incredulity of every viewer at home watching it. I know the automated balls and strikes can't, or like a challenge system or anything like that that they debated having in spring training this year. They rolled it out to at least test run it. Could not possibly be implemented until at least next year, but what can be done about what happened on that Henry Davis pitch? I mean, that's truly the kind of call that ends up turning a game. You have no idea what happens if the right call is made. And I just, as a viewer, I get very frustrated that there is no other recourse for that right now other than ump made a terrible call, live with it.
Well, and I think that's where we are. I don't think there is anything you can do. That's bottom line. Ump made a bad call, and you have to live with it. And you realize that the game, there's no guarantee the Pirates win that game. Yeah, it would have been tied at that point. The momentum was there in favor of the Pirates, but no guarantee that they win it. And there are other opportunities. It felt like the game was decided on that particular pitch. My argument over the years, Chris, has always been when they introduced replay the very beginning and we started going through these Zapruder films, and we still do at times, where the guy's barely got a fingertip off of off of second base, a head first slide, and we have to wait and see, and they extreme zoom and slow mo, and they match different angles. And I always felt like this is backwards. What's more important, a stolen base at second in the second inning, or what we saw happen to Henry Davis the other day? A game turning pitch is called, and it seems to me, I don't know this for a fact, but it seems like the technology was always there years ago to do it at home plate. I think that's where it should have started. If capital I, capital F, if you introduced replay, and they did, then start it at home plate where balls and strikes are called, and every pitch, can be decided, an edge pitch, and you have the technology to call whether it's a ball or a strike. So I'm just kind of sitting back and watching it all happen, and then I'm sure I'd put every penny I have on the ABS challenge system happening opening day next year. I mean, it's foregone conclusion. It's happening. And now the next thing they're trying to check swing technology, with the camera angles, right, the check swings down in the lower minors.
Oh,
and
that'll, I kind of like check swings being a total judgment thing, Brownie. This is, you know, I'm kind of a pro replay person most of the time. I kind of like check swings because the viewer at home sort of knows what's supposed to be judged there. And I love how much ridiculous variance there is in that particular call. That's like a weird soft spot I have for the human element. It's funny that we bring this up, though, because Donnie and I were talking yesterday and we only realized it belatedly at the end of the show. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Armando Galarraga perfectly imperfect, whatever you want to call it. I say it's a 28-out perfect game. Back then, they only had replay available if the crew chief called for a replay, and it was only on home runs. But, like, that's another example of a very infamous play that couldn't even be reviewed, even though they had limited review at the time. My other question about that Davis call is this. What did you make of Andrew McCutchen after the game saying that, hey, this is what happens when you're not playing very good baseball or your reputation isn't of a very good team, that you have to earn these kinds of calls? I just wanted your thoughts on that statement from McCutchen.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you know, I've watched Andrew over all these years from the day he was drafted and signed, and I've really been fascinated on how he approaches the game, approaches the clubhouse, approaches his role as he has grown into this veteran, iconic figure. And he is not your typical leader. People have said that about him over the years. You know, they needed to bring McCutchen back as a leader. No, he's not that. It's old cliche, you know, he leads by example. Yeah, true. But he's just too quiet. It's just not his personality. And I can count on one hand over 15-plus years, whatever it's been, that he's been in a Pirate uniform, where he has said something that really catches your eye or make your ears perk up. The other one was, my gosh, years ago. I'll never forget. I was sitting with Steve Blass at the old Lexus Club after one of the games. Steve and I would sit and have a cocktail and just veg out while the traffic subsided. And they were very kind to hand us a, you know, maybe a glass of wine. And we would just sit there and we'd watch with the sound down, the big screen TV in one of the lounges there behind home plate. And the devastating loss, and all of a sudden the cameras are on McCutchen, and we turn up the volume, and I don't remember the exact words, but it was taking full responsibility for everything. And we both, like, our jaws dropped. Like, it was so meaningful, so powerful, so impactful. And so what he did the other day reminded me of that, that he told everybody, listen, you get it. In so many words, we have to quit whining. We haven't earned that respect yet. We have to go out and earn it. And then, Chris, for him to go out the next day, I just talked to Don Kelly on the radio pregame about this. When he goes out the next day and he homers, and the team has that lead, thanks in large part to his home run and what he did, that's backing things up right there, backing your words up with action. And so, long-winded answer to your question about what I thought about McCutchen and his words. I thought it was spot on, and I think it was a lesson learned by many of the more inexperienced players. And I think they have shaken that Henry Davis strike three call off, and they've moved on from it.
Brownie, I'll stick with McCutchen here. You've obviously seen a lot of players come through this organization. You know well its history. You know, obviously, because you called it, that that home run tied him with Roberto Clemente for third all-time on the team home run list. His next one will put him third alone. As we get into the twilight, maybe it's the last year, who knows, maybe he wants to go one more year of Andrew McCutchen's career. How do you evaluate his place within Pirates history?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll wait until his career is actually over in Pirates history. But, you know, he likes to point out, and he's right, because I've introduced him at events, and he's kiddingly gotten up to the podium after I've introduced him. And back then, you know, he's X amount of home runs away from Clemente or whatnot. And he would say, you know, if I'd played my whole career here, I'd be past Roberto. and he's right. And it's a shame because he didn't want to leave. But you know, he stands alone in that respect. There's nobody, to my knowledge, well, you know, the advent of free agency in the mid-70s, so it's a fact. Nobody, and I pointed this out when he came back, I think it was on with you and Andrew, the offseason he signed to return. In the history of Major League Baseball, it was unique that he would leave not on his own accord, but because of a trade, and then decide a handful of years later to return at a nice price tag favorable to both parties, and to finish up his career in a Pirates uniform. No player, to my knowledge, had done that before in baseball. So he stands alone in that respect in terms of, you know, the clause that state, you know, talks about the type of person, the character mm-hmm. clause in the Hall of Fame and so on. I've debated this too over the last couple of years. The more hits he has, the more he climbs up the ladder, the more I think you can. I was making an argument for it last offseason, legitimate argument that he is at least Hall of Fame worthy of Hall of Fame worthy consideration. And I still hold true to that. And the more he plays, the more he rises among the ranks of the all-time great Pirates, I think the more, and all-time great hitters in baseball history, the more it's going to be hard not to strongly consider him for the Hall of Fame.
Greg Brown, he'll be on the call tonight. Paul Skeens on the bump as he just tries to keep pace with the Pirates' real ace, Bailey Falter, and he takes on the Astros. Later tonight. Good night for baseball. I'm hoping there's a big crowd to watch the big guy pitch tonight, Brownie.
I think there will be. I don't know what it's going to be. You know, unfortunately, the Pirates aren't playing well. If they'd been playing well.
Playing better with Don Kelly, though, I pointed out. We discussed this.
100%.
Playing much more respectable baseball under Don Kelly, and that's why I'm interested to see on a night when schools are basically all out or going to end tomorrow, if more fans say, you know what, let's blow off what we normally do and go watch Paul Skeens pitch on a really nice night.
You know, I also think that that's an old cliche too about being held accountable. Who in this day and age in society is truly held accountable? What does that mean? Well, Tanner Rainey did not get the job done the other day. Gave up all those runs, walked all those guys. The next day, he's designated for assignment. I don't know if that's coincidence. Yeah, I don't know if that's coincidental, but I can tell you that this, over the last several years, that doesn't happen.
Agreed. Thank you, Brownie. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Mulsey.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.